Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today in the U.S., we celebrate Thanksgiving Day, a civil holiday going back to the year 1621 in New England, when the colonists gave communal thanks and praise to God for all his many blessings. This became a tradition, and in 1863, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed it a legal holiday. And Thanksgiving Day, continues to be a great, holiday. It's an important, valuable holiday in American culture, especially if it's lived out, carried out with the original intention to give thanks to God. And it's a day of, family gathering and unity, of thanksgiving to God for all blessings received. As Catholics, today we are reminded of the need to cultivate that virtue of gratitude, and to express that in thanksgiving. No matter how, bad things might be in life, there's always reason to be grateful and express thanks to God. As Christians, it's relatively easy to come up with such reasons to be grateful and cultivate, a much-needed and dutiful Christian optimism based on what we believe and in what we hope for as God revealed to us in Christ Jesus. Really, everything that we could be grateful for is already summarized in what we believe, in the creed, in the truths of our Catholic faith. We're grateful, to know and believe in the one true God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, the most holy Trinity, and to be part of his own people, the church, the family of God, and for all the provisions that he has given to us, to come to know him, divine revelation, sacred scripture, sacred tradition, safeguarded and interpreted to us by the church's magisterium. And our Lord gives to us all the means to reach the goal for which he has made us, heaven. It is all the graces, the infinite resource of grace given to us, especially through prayer, the sacraments, and through a life of virtue and good works. Every day is full of God's blessings, and every day therefore should be a day of thanksgiving, not just one day a year, but every day is to be a day of thanksgiving. Oftentimes, we don't recognize these blessings, though. We don't count our blessings as we should. Like the 10 lepers today in the gospel, all 10 of them went away healed of the leprosy by Jesus, and yet only one returned to give him thanks. As St. Ambrose said, no duty is more urgent than that of returning thanks. Returning thanks above all, to God. Blessed Solana's case, he adds, gratitude is the first sign of a thinking, rational creature. As we pray in each Holy Mass during the preface leading up to the Eucharistic prayer, the dialogue, preface dialogue, let us give thanks to the Lord our God, and you respond, it is right and just. And the priest continues, it is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. Every Mass we hear those words of thanksgiving and praise to God. In fact, every Mass, the Eucharist, is really the prayer, the ultimate prayer of thanksgiving to God. The word Eucharist means thanksgiving after all. It is right and just to be grateful and give thanks to God for his countless benefits. And this is a way to really live happily and joyfully, as what God wants us to live happily and joyfully, even in the midst of life's trials, and even to experience a foretaste of the happiness and the blessedness of heaven here on earth. As St. John of Barettamola assures us, the secret of happiness is to live moment by moment and to thank God for what he is sending us every day in his goodness. St. Therese also assures us everything is a grace. Everything in our lives that we experience is a grace. If only we recognized them as such, though, that's the thing. Even trials, difficulties, sorrows, the cross in our lives, those are blessings to be thankful for, too. And perhaps we couldn't be grateful or thankful for them if we had not first learned to gaze lovingly upon a crucifix, to have Christ crucified before our eyes, and to be grateful for all that he's done for us. And then we, in turn, are able to be grateful to share in his passion, his suffering, his cross. So that's something that perhaps all of us need to do, gaze long and hard at a crucifix, and then be able to be grateful, to suffer with Christ in our lives. On this Thanksgiving Day, let us, of course, not miss the opportunity, to really give thanks to God, not just get caught up in the eating and the, the watching television, the sports and all that, to set aside some time to really thank God from our hearts, for all of his blessings, the blessings we received throughout our whole lives up until now, the blessings we receive today and, every day, and of course, blessings that he'll continue to give to us for the rest of our lives, blessings in the future. As Blessed Solanus Casey advises us again, thank God ahead of time. It's good advice. Thank God ahead of time. So one final exhortation from Saint Jose Maria on how to, cultivate a life of gratitude and thanksgiving. He says, "Get used to lifting your heart to God in acts of thanksgiving many times a day, because he gives you this or that, because you have been despised, because you haven't what you need, or because you have, because he made his mother so beautiful, his mother, who is also your mother, because he created the sun and the moon and this animal and that plant, because he made that man eloquent, and you he left tongue-tied. Thank him for everything, because everything is good." He was only repeating the advice of St. Paul to all of us. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Praise be Jesus and Mary.